Udu, that's Udu, is an online publishing platform. It's another of those tools which allows you to upload documents and then it turns them into interactive page-turning virtual books, if you will. I won't go as far as to call them e-books, but it's an online representation of what a book would be like. So you can turn them page by page. You can you can view them full screen and things like that. When you create yourself an account, and there are two options in Udo. There's the full Monty full fat version of Udo, which allows you to do some amazing things. But it's aimed at the commercial or enterprise sector. If it's just for you and your little primary school, maybe, or secondary school even, then you might want Udo Free, because you can do lots of things within there. And Udo Free can also be upgraded at a cost of $99 to give you some potentially quite useful extra features. But starting with the free version, then, it's a simple matter of uploading a document, which can be a PDF, a Word, Microsoft Word, or Microsoft PowerPoint, or the OpenOffice equivalents. And offers you a maximum file size of 150 megabytes. That's quite useful. You're limited to publishing 100 documents per week, so that's not bad. You then add some metadata, decide on the degree of privacy you want, whether you want it to be public or just private, and then publish it. And then Udo will do all the rest and turn it into a document which you can then provide your readers with access to, and that can be done either by means of a direct link or an embed code where you embed it into your website. So the kinds of things you can do are parental handbooks or homework diaries or calendars or anything like that that might be of interest to a wider audience. It could be for your students, it could be for your parents, it could be for the wider community at large. There's the potential here, I guess, for doing some extra things too. I mean, one of the things that schools do is, and it's really powerful, is to be able to showcase student work, to be able to give them an audience of the kinds of things they're doing. So, if you're producing poetry, for example, in an English lesson, and the only audience is your teacher who then gives you a mark or a grade or a comment, that's not particularly empowering. But if you were to publish, say, a booklet of those poems, and if you had students adding extra information like their voices and saying how they compose them, although you'll need the extra plus version to do that, then how much more powerful can that potentially be?